RCS Frost trenches, awfully desolate spot. I'm very much near the front now, and we've moved here last Tuesday. It was a long march, and of course done at night. And our present billet is a farm, or the remains of one. It's a large village about 3/4 of a mile from the trenches, more north than we were before, and near the Belgian frontier. It's an awfully desolate spot, constantly under shell fire. This morning I was trying to get some sleep on the grass when a shell burst in a tree not 50 yards away and sent a shower of leaves to the ground. Fortunately, no one was hit. Another burst in the same field 10 minutes away afterwards. Then I thought it was time to shift, so I went into the barn. There are a number of dugouts around, but they're so cold. You might get buried inside, you see. The farm is a vile place, with a lot of stagnant water around, and a lot of German soldiers buried here. The barn where we sleep would be improved if a shell struck the roof and ventilated it in our absence. As the smell inside is bad, it makes it nearly necessary to wear a respirator. The rats seem to object to our company, as they often have a free fight on top of us. Last night was my first experience in the trenches, and we were returned to our billets this morning. The din is simply awful. Just lately, the big guns have been giving enemy beans every night. I'm glad to say we had no casualties, although the rifle fire was heard at times, especially on our left, where the Germans made an attack on the Indian troops. The British fire was simply terrific all night, and the Germans did not reply very much. It was fine to watch the flashes of our guns at the barracks, although the screaming of the shells overhead at first was scaring, to say the least of it. However, the news we hear from the day-to-day at this part of the front is very cheerful and encouraging. Yesterday, I came across an Indian soldier who could speak English very well, and he thought another month would see the war over. Also, a German officer captured near here said it could go on not much longer too. I, for one, hope these remarks will prove correct. The church here is practically demolished, just some of the walls and towering standing, and the churchyard is in a bad state. Great holes have been made and bones exposed. In these holes is water sufficiently deep to drown anybody. Great stone vaults have been opened, coffins and bodies can be seen. Of course, the place here is not inhabited except by soldiers. I've been through some of the big houses and plenty of good carved furniture, pictures and fittings, etc. still remain. Eh? I've also been in some of the gardens and the roses just coming into the bloom. You can see in great numbers. I should like to see them at home. Well, I must close now and hope you're all keeping well. Again, thanking you all for our good wishes. Yours sincerely, S. Frost.